News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Hi, going to our state, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bach. Good morning, 7:06 in the morning. Phone lines here 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. Good morning, Eric. How you doing, buddy?
Doing pretty good.
Okay. Life treating you okay?
It definitely is.
It definitely
yes, is.
You know what? I mean, Savannah, of course, is no longer with us. As a lot, you know, people, as they're churning back in. Savannah is gone on, has graduated from school and has gone on to, full-time jobs. And then Eric, though, has, she said, well, you know, there's this guy I know named Eric. You two even sound alike. I mean, you just kind of like laid back.
Yeah.
I told you, bring me some of the water that you guys are drinking.
Will do.
Okay. Hey, good morning, everybody. It's Friday, and it's the 24th of July. It's our last. No, I guess we have one more Friday in July, the 31st. 8 after 7 here. It's going to be a high near 92 today. Well under 100. Wasn't yesterday great? Wasn't yesterday great? I mean, it was like 90 degrees. It was really super. Today, sunny with a high near 92, calm, and winds are calm and becoming south 5 to 9 miles per hour in the afternoon tonight, clear, with a low around 65. Saturday, sunny with a high near 93, and Sunday, sunny with a high near 89 again. What a great day Sunday is going to be, too. Next week, it's going to start heating up, and around Wednesday, well, I guess we can start looking on Tuesday. It's going to be up in the triple digits, Wednesday triple digits, and probably for the rest of the week. But enjoy today, tomorrow, and Sunday, and it looks like even Monday, it's going to be some really great, great weather. Weather's always brought to you. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Locally owned and operated, of course. They give senior and veterans discounts. And like I said, it's a veteran-owned business. Give them a call, 365-3793. Well, you're hearing, it's got to be Spencer. He's here because you're hearing little mewy sounds in the background.
Good morning.
Okay. Well, are you on the right? Do you have him on the right one?
There
you
go. Good morning.
Nope, we still don't have him on the right one. Okay, how about now?
Good morning.
Okay, all right. Now we're hearing those kitties. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great as usual.
Okay,
and
now, what do you have
Phil and
here?
Bill here.
Phil and Bill the kitties.
So Phil is this little Siamese one. He's the little Seal Point Siamese. So he's nice and cream color right now with the darker on his ears and his paws. And as he gets older, that the dark spots are going to start taking over the rest of his body. So he's going to get darker as he gets older. Really gorgeous cat.
And this is not the type of cat that you saw in Lady and the Tramp. Right?
No.
This is a nice Siamese.
Yes, very
as
nice.
As opposed
Siamese.
To, we are Siamese, if you please. I know. Kind of dating myself a little bit, but.
I know that song,
okay.
Too.
Yeah, you do. Okay, so, but what a beautiful cream-colored little kitty there.
And then I also have his little brother here, Bill.
Which looks nothing like him.
Absolutely nothing like him. So
well, Bill, they have four legs and they're pretty cute, but that's about it.
Bill is a tabby.
A tabby.
Yep, just a black and tan tabby kitty. They both came into our shelter as strays about a month ago or so. They've been at our shelter for a while, and you know the reason
they just
why
walk in and say, "Hey, how about some chow?
Three hots and a cot."
Three hots, a cot, and maybe a cigar tonight. So.
No, so you know, I brought these two with me today because we have so many kittens at our shelter right now. We probably have close to 100
year, huh?
Kittens at our shelter.
How many?
Close to 100,
wow.
If not more than that.
Wow.
They're all cute, adorable, fluffy. We've got them in every size, shape, and color. And, you know, we either need adopters for them, but if you're not able to adopt a cat, but you're able to foster them, which means that you could take them home, you know, give them love and care, we provide everything that you need to take care of them. And, you know, they just need a spot to where they can get a little bit bigger in a nice home environment and socialize well with people and animals. And, you know, it's just always better for kittens to be in a home setting than in a shelter setting. So we like to send them into to foster homes. And right now,
look at those two. Aren't they adorable?
They,
I mean,
are.
When they're just kind of like laying in your arms, you know, like they're cuddled up to next each other. One had his head underneath your arm, and the other one's kind of like had his head on his butt on his brother's back. They're really cute. Yeah. And yeah. And one looks absolutely just like a Siamese, and the other one looks just like a tabby.
Yes.
I mean, how do you do that?
You know, cats, they're actually unique. They can get pregnant and have – so this Phil here, who's the Siamese, could be from one dad, and Bill, the tabby, could be from a completely different dad.
Nah.
Yes. So
nah.
A lot of people don't realize that.
I had no idea.
A mom cat that has six babies, every one of those babies may have a different dad.
This just opens up this whole show to all types of comments, but I'm not going to do it. I'm going to be above that today. I'm going to try and have a positive day today. You mean a female cat can have six kittens from six different dads?
Yes.
Boy, that must be hard to track down.
Yes, it would.
Well, how do they do that?
I'm not sure.
We have a veterinarian starting on our show. And they're going to be on, I think she's going to be on like in next week or the week after, I think 2 weeks from now on a Friday. I'm going to ask her this. How can cats do that? I mean, what is it about cats? Can lions do that?
I'm not sure.
Is it just cats, domesticated type cats can do this? I mean, I'm just wondering.
And I'm not quite sure of that answer, if other animals can or not, but I'm sure your vet friend will know. So anyways, we have lots of foster parents currently. All mm-hmm. of our foster parents are full of kittens right now, so we need a bunch of new foster parents. So if you have an empty spot in your home that you'd like to fill with a cute little fluffy kittens, please stop by the shelter today and we'll set you up.
Yeah, and what other little, you got any other specials going on?
We do. We have, right now we have a $20 Chihuahua spay or neuter special. We have 70 spots left in that. Their spots fill up really quickly.
I see a lot of people with Chihuahuas. Is it a Chihuahua or Chihuahua mix?
Chihuahua or Chihuahua mix.
I see a lot of those around there. A lot of people like those. They're nice little dogs.
I own one. But, you know,
you probably own everything.
Just about.
You probably have a pot-bellied pig and an alligator.
No, I don't have those two yet.
Your wife's going to, you know, yeah. Okay. How do you get a hold of you? What do they? Who do they call?
So you could stop by the shelter at 7449 East Side Road, or you could give us a call at 241-1653. Come and adopt Phil or Bill today. Give them a forever home.
Well, now here's somebody that says, this is true. We had a beautiful Siamese, and before we had her spayed, she had five boyfriends, and the result was six beautiful kittens, all very different.
Yes. It's very unique. We've had solid black moms come in, and they will throw off little Siamese babies, or they'll throw off one Siamese and one orange and one tabby and one tortoiseshell. It's very unique how they can do that.
Okay. Wow. I'm impressed. Okay. Hey, thanks a lot, Spencer.
Thank you for having us.
You know, other things that impressed me. That impressed me. I didn't know that. Did you know that, Eric? Eric, hop in here. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Was this something that, I mean, I've gone through my whole life and never even knew that a female domesticated cat could have conjugal relations with five different male cats and every one of them could impregnate her at the same time? How does that happen?
I know. It makes things complicated, though, for sure.
It did. Totally. You know, one thing that's not complicated is how I sleep at night, though. This portion of the show is brought to you by our people at Sleep Number. You know, my sleep number setting is 45. I set that every night. Last night, my sleep number setting became 40 because I felt like it needed to be 40. Linda's sleep number setting is 40. She takes it up to 50, 55 sometimes. Our friend Trish, her sleep number setting is 55. Here's the thing, though. When you have the dual air technology, you can make it any kind you want, any firmness you want. And then with the Sleep IQ technology that's available on the Sleep Number beds, they can help you. They can give you ideas on firmness, on ways to sleep better at night. But now, Sleep Number is taking a step further. They're introducing the new Sleep IQ Kids bed. The first bed that lets you know how your child is sleeping, and it's designed to adjust to them as they grow. Can you believe that? It's happening right here. Kids sleep better. They're going to do better in school. They're going to be happier, healthier. And you can help them like this with your new Sleep IQ Kids bed. Quality that you can count on. Made in America. Rated number one. Sleep Number's rated number one by Consumer Reports. Here's how you do it. You head on down to Target Shopping Center. You go down and see Brian or Janice or any of the professionals in the Sleep Number store that's in the Target Shopping Center over there by the Vitamin Shop. See what the latest in the Sleep Number innovations are that can help your whole family sleep really, really well. We use it. We believe in it. Otherwise, we wouldn't be telling you about it. Sleep Number. All right, we're going to take a break here. It's 7:17 in the morning. I want to talk about this Iranian deal and some five takeaways from the Iranian deal. Then I want to talk about at some point, we're going to talk about gun-free zones. Is there such a thing? We'll be right back.
This is Jonathan Anderson, director of the Good News Rescue Mission. In response to the concerns of our community caused by the recent recession, changes in our state law, prolonged drug problems, and an increase in mental health issues, the mission has examined its policies and practices in order to take a proactive approach. We have developed great incentive programs to help keep people off the streets and to help them break the cycle of poverty. However, we have also implemented strict policies to deter those who are criminally active and bent on destruction in our community. Any guests who are caught loitering, stealing, or panhandling will have an alert placed on their electronic account and will be denied services until they speak with a case management team to address their negative behaviors. Last year, with these efforts, we helped 250 people break their cycle of poverty and are no longer on the streets of Shasta County. To help break the cycle of poverty in our community, please visit us at gnrm.org.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
What do you get when you add Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin to an amazing lineup of guests on KCNR 1460 AM?
You get We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Join us anytime online at wethepeopleradio.us.
We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream sound bites to bring you the entire story on politics, veterans affairs, land use, and private property rights. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us, where we've always got environmental craziness, Agenda 21, Common Core, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
It's the most fun you can have while your blood pressure's going through the roof.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Get ready, Northern California fight fans. The NorCal Tough Man competition is coming to Reading at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Room Fights presents the NorCal Tough Man competition, brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. Saturday night, July 25th, featuring tough local and regional fighters going to war, fighting a battle, up to $1,000 in prize money for each weight class. And yes, we've got ladies fights too. Don't miss this event. This event will sell out, so get your tickets now, online or at the River Club. Gold Second.
inspection just $40. Bronze, only $30. And $20 for sofa seating. Great entertainment is happening at Wind River Resort and Casino with the NorCal Toughman Competition. Live Saturday night, July 25th. Doors open at 6:30 with fights starting at 7:30. For competitor information, call Mike Brown, 541-826-2127. Or visit RogueFights.com. Must be 21 to attend this event. For official rules and details, log on to WinRiver.com. It's better at the river.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Linda's on assignment this morning here. It's 7:21 here on the 24th of July, Friday, next to the last Friday in July. Gosh, the weather, you know, the summer is more than half over. 66 degrees out there, going up to 94. Looks like it's going to be a really nice day today. Not too hot. You know, kind of, you know, we're not in that triple digit. Won't be hitting that until next week. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ranked in the top 100 hospitals in the whole United States. Entire United States. They're in the top 100. And their cardiac unit is in the top 50 of all hospitals in the United States. 70 years in the business. Shasta Regional is treating people well. That's pretty cool. Now, yesterday, right here in front of Kobe's, right here on Market Street, it appears that, now this is, I'm getting three different stories here, and I'm reading it out of the, off of some online and all this, and then with follow-ups. It appears that a gentleman took a photo of another gentleman out at Whiskey Town, and then drove off on his motorcycle just because he had seen something out there and some kind of incident. And as he was driving to town, this car followed him all the way up to the corner here of Shasta and Market Street. And the motorcycle driver stopped at the light there. And this is what I'm getting from reports. The driver of the car hopped out, comes up, hits him in the back of the head, knocking him off his motorcycle. The gentleman, which I'm told was 72 years old, that was knocked off the motorcycle, came up with a gun and proceeded to pistol whip this guy into leaving him alone. The other person, the passenger car, jumped into the driver's seat of the car and left. Police have been called. No charges so far. Reports that shots have been fired were not true. It was... So they're still investigating this. This is interesting. Road rage right here. And, you know, you got to be, you know, I guess you got to be careful, Eric. You know what? You jump off and you hit some old guy on the head and you think you're just going to just, you know, kick him. You might be watching, you know, Shasta County's got the highest number of concealed carry permits in the state, or it's really close, you know. So you want to knock, you know, the problem with getting older is people don't think you're dangerous anymore. I guess the fellow that knocked the motorcycle rider off his bike, maybe you might want to rethink this in the future. If you fear for your life, there you go. Okay. 12,000 people rallied in New York Times Square against the Iranian nuclear deal. Liberals, conservatives, former CIA directors, former military, political figures, all of them against this deal. The deal is being put in with no real inspections, no U.S. in the inspections, and more. There's an article about five things from the Senate hearing on Iraq that I want to share with you right here. And they were, one is the International Atomic Energy Commission will likely rely on Iran to test its own military sites. According to one of the two secret side deals, and these are the secret side deals that even Kerry hasn't seen, between Iran and the IAEA, tests at military sites will be conducted by Iran itself. Kerry said he could not confirm that, as it was classified. But he said that the IAEA was satisfied that it could obtain the information it needed from the Iranian military. I find this really hard to believe is that the Iranian military is just going to open up to everybody. The Iran deal does not retain ballistic missile sanctions for 8 years. It relieves them immediately. So they can start working on their own ballistic missiles. They can start on the technology. It doesn't mean that they have to wait 8 years like for some other stuff. They can, the Obama administration contrived the deal's 90-day delay as a propaganda trick. He claimed that the Iran deal, as codified by the UN Security Council, would only be implemented after a 90-day delay so that Congress would be able to complete the 60-day review under the Iran Nuclear Agreement Review Act. However, Resolution 2231 is not contingent on Congress's approval, and this administration will not ask for a Security Council revote if Congress rejects the deal. Nor could it, because others wield a veto. That's right, Russia, China, any of these could veto that. The administration does not plan to reauthorize existing U.S. sanctions on Iran when they expire in 2016. This was a sticking point for Democratic Senator Mendez, who noted that the Iran deal prevents the U.S. from reapplying existing nuclear sanctions over Iran after the Iran completed a deal. Wonder why that is. And we go on further. John Kerry does not think Israel's government or opposition knows what it is talking about. You know, there's other things here too. Is that this has already been agreed on. They're turning loose $150 billion here. That they know. They said Susan Rice, the head of national security, said, "Oh, we know that part of that money is going to go to terrorists, buying weapons, all these other things. But we hope that the rest of it goes, the majority of it goes to help their people." Do you really believe that? Iran is a terrorist state designated by the United States government. They're a terrorist state. We fight against them. They killed Americans. They probably still are killing Americans. If we open the ball in Iraq again, you don't think that their money is not being used to kill Americans? And this is the president that says, "Well, we have to do it. This deal is better than no deal." Why? Why is that? And what are you forcing here? What is being forced onto our country that we can't even say that, even if the whole Congress votes and says, "No, we don't want this," He'll veto it. Then you have to get two-thirds to get that veto passed, to get it overruled. Can you do that? Do you think the Democrats are going to do that? They're going to make Obama look bad? This deal is bad. And yet, you know, I was sitting at dinner the other night. "Well, you know, we don't have any deal now." Well, yeah, but we have sanctions on them. We're slowing them down. We can at least have some kind of control. We can't even, if we want to go and look at a facility, and by the way, we can't go look at a facility. It's inspectors from the UN, the One World Group. They say, "Okay, we're going to come." No, we're not ready yet. It's going to take 24 days before they're allowed into the place. If then, 24 days. What can be done in 24 days? Well, let me see. Centrifuge is taken down. Stuff moved. You know, let's go on and on and on and on about that. That they can do these things. It's not any place, any time. Like President Obama said, it was a lie. It's the same as saying you can keep your health care. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. Anytime, anywhere, you can inspect these. No, you can't. What we're doing here is we're handing over to them money. The Russians are already flowing into Russian businesses, and others are flowing into Iran as we speak right now. And it's just a matter of time. You know, they're going to get the newest anti-aircraft systems, everything. And they can pay for it now. And the sanctions about their oil, it's going away. What did we get from this? What exactly did we get from this? That they're knocking down the number of centrifuges? Okay, they are. Oh, they can only build to this level, but we're not keeping other material away from them. We're not keeping technology away from them. Oh, we can't have this type of technology, but you can have this type of technology. The whole thing is a mess. And it's not clear. Side deals that the Secretary of State doesn't even know about, hasn't seen? Secret side deals. Is this going to be another one of those, "Oh, we're going to have to pass it so we can find out what's in it"? This is Carl Bott, Free Fire Radio. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show on Friday, August 14th at 7:30 a.m. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Drive it at Reading Kia.
Lease a brand new 2015 Optima LX, 2015 Soul Base, 2015 Forte LX, or 2016 Sorento LX for zero down, zero due at signing, zero first month's payment, and zero security deposit.
Or choose from great customer cash offers like $1,500 on new 2015 Optimas and Fortes and $1,000 on 2015 Sedonas and 2016 Sorentos.
Ranked number one in 2015 in initial quality by J.D. Power in the non-luxury segment, every Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchased.
Reading Kia, where their goal is to give you more for your trade-in every day.
Sign it and drive it.
Subject to prior sale plus tax license, any dealer documentation, processing charge, any emission testing charge must finance through Kia Motors Finance for lease offer. 36-month lease on approval of credit ends 9/8/15.
Reading Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Dubai. Good morning, everybody. I hope everybody's doing well today. It's Friday. You know what? We need to have a, I don't want to say just happy Friday because we can't really just do that. It's a happy Friday. Let's just, it's everybody be happy. But we can take on a little bit maybe better stories as we go along. Not that I've got those right now. But we can. Eric and I talk about things on this. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Eric, of course, is working here. Jeff Wurst, who owns the company, a veteran, guarantees his work. Something you're going to find a real, real hard time to find around any type of business. A full guarantee on what he does. From chips to cracks over 24 inches in length, Jeff's going to fix them for you. He's going to fix them, and they're going to stay fixed. And if they don't, you just bring it back, and then he will make good on it. Give him a call at 241-8373 or visit him at 3208 Market Street right here in Reading, Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Let me tell you, though, is Jeff fixed my windshield on my truck 7 years ago, and you can't see it, and it has never been. I never had to take it back. The crack was fixed. I can't say enough about it. You know what? A day wouldn't be a day unless I can talk about Planned Parenthood. You know, now they're talking about stopping the funding for Planned Parenthood. They're cutting it back. $524 million a year goes to Planned Parenthood of your taxpayer money. And these are the people that sit out there, and they've got them recorded, that they sell baby parts. They haggle over the price of baby parts. They talk about how they turn the baby around and what parts they crush and what parts they don't have to crush and all those. I mean, and then when they made it a statement, they just, the only thing they apologized for was the tone. Oh, you know what? She was pretty cavalier about this, not the fact of what they were doing. Oh, no, this is for research. Well, if it's for research, you know, but then why are you haggling over prices? Why, you know, I mean, frankly, their whole cavalier attitude is repugnant to me. Is frankly is disgusting. So, but Planned Parenthood is also supported by a number of other companies. And when the list came out, three of the companies that they said supported them just immediately said that's not true. When the list came out of people that directly support Planned Parenthood, Ford, Coca-Cola, and Xerox said we're not on that list. I don't know why we're on that list, but you know. Take us off it. And they said, well, there'd been a mistake. So they weren't. So Ford, Coca-Cola, and Xerox were not on that list of being a direct donor or matching donations from their employees. But here's who is on it. Adobe. This is just the top group. American Cancer Society, American Express, AT&T, Verizon, Avon, Bank of America. Bank of America. Does that surprise you? No. Bath and Body Works, Ben and Jerry's. Let me see. Clorox, Converse, Deutsche Bank, Energizer batteries. I'm not even going to go there. Exxon and Mobil. Exxon and Mobil. Those people that are just those terrible oil companies supporting Planned Parenthood. Fannie Mae. Isn't that a government? Isn't it a government organization about for mortgages and all that? Yes. Groupon, Intuit, Johnson & Johnson. Johnson & Johnson, baby powder, right? Baby shampoo, baby this, baby that. Johnson & Johnson, direct donors to Planned Parenthood. Do you find that just a little amusing? Or a kind of almost in a kind of a macabre kind of way that Johnson & Johnson is supporting Planned Parenthood. You know, I would think that they want to think back on that because it probably cuts back on their baby powder sales. You just cut back for me, by the way. La Senza. Levi's. Levi Strauss. Wow. I'm going to miss my Levi's. Liberty Mutual. Aren't they the ones that do, that's Mutual of Omaha that does the animal thing. Macy's. Wow, they're going to miss Linda. March of Dimes. March of Dimes uses the money they collect, and they send it to Planned Parenthood. Isn't that weird? Microsoft, Morgan Stanley, Nike, Oracle, Pepsi, Pfizer, Progressive Auto Insurance. Can you believe that? I have no problem believing on that. Starbucks. Tostitos. And as I said, Wells Fargo and United Way. United Way. Again, these are places you give your money to help things. Well, the money's going to Planned Parenthood. So you just might want to think. And if you're doing business with it, and this really truly bothers you, you can just call the people and say, you know what, I'm just not going to, I just think I'm going to pull my business from you because you're supporting this kind of actions, this kind of things. You know, boycott's the only thing that gets to people, it seems like. Okay, Bo Bergdahl. You know who Bo Bergdahl is, right? Sergeant Bergdahl, the one that we traded five terrorist leaders in the terrorist Al-Qaeda terrorist network that we traded for Bo, who was accused of desertion. And after a long and extensive investigation, is charging him with it. Bo Bergdahl was arrested in a raid on a pothouse in Humboldt County this last week. He was on leave from the Army, and the police picked him up, called the Army. The Army came back to pick him, and they met him someplace to hand him over. No charges. That's not unusual, according to the Humboldt area police there, that they'll find people in a house that's got a lot of marijuana that they're raiding, and they'll arrest the owner of the house and let others who may just be visiting off. I find that coming. I find that interesting too. Bo Bergdahl, charges on him for desertion, all these other things that could put him in jail for a long time, is out on leave. I guess they can do anything they want. Right now, as long as he's being kept from getting all that hundreds of thousands of dollars that he accumulated while he was on detached duty, you might say. A man has been questioned, and a man being questioned by a Shasta County deputy. A man being questioned by a Shasta County deputy. He was hitchhiking. Guy's from Georgia. Shasta County deputy put him, stopped questioning him, and had him sitting in the back of the patrol car while he went through his backpack. And in his backpack, he found marijuana. He found a gun. At that point, the guy jumps on the deputy. They start fighting. He tries to take the deputy's gun away from him. Not a good idea. Two passerbys jumped into the fight, intervened. One called for help. The other one helped the deputy. Anyway, this guy is being charged with assault, attempting to take a weapon, the deputy's weapon, all types of different charges here. But here's the big thing. One is that the deputy, who was in trouble, two people coming by intervened and helped. I find that just, typical Redding. Yeah, you'll get this guy who's hitchhiking, who attacks the officer hitchhiking through, and two of the Redding comes in and don't hesitate to come in and help the deputy. Eric, would you do that?
I want to say I would, but I think I'd have to be put in the scenario to really know for sure what I'm made of in that moment.
Really? No, that's an honest answer. You could be standing there watching a policeman, because it erupts quick. And then now the policeman is, what if the policeman's being attacked by a couple guys? I mean, you're there with your family. Do you jump into it to help the policeman?
Yeah, I think it's a case-by-case scenario. I don't think it's a general, absolutely, no matter what. Sometimes you have to take everything into consideration. Like you said, if my family's there, it's like, what do you do?
Yeah. Yeah. My family's here. Am I going to put them in danger?
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to be, if I jump on them, or what if we lose the fight? There's the other thing. What if we lose this fight and there's my family, my two kids, my wife are here. These guys are trying to run away. Are they going to be injured? There's a lot of questions there. It isn't. How many times do people see things and they don't intervene? How many times do when a policeman's of course, I think it has to do with the relationship people have with police too,
mm-hmm.
in their cities, in their counties. Or towns. I don't know if you're in the middle of Detroit or Baltimore, say Baltimore, and a policeman gets into a fight with two or three people, if other people would intervene in that.
Yeah.
And you're in the inner city there. Would that happen? Because the police, the reputation right now maybe isn't that great. And then you get into that and, he started it. Policeman started. He didn't have to say anything. He didn't have to stop these guys.
Yeah.
So he's getting his or her butt handed to him. And people are standing around watching, but they are using their cameras,
mm-hmm.
so they can film all this in case the policeman then draws a weapon and protects himself.
Yeah.
But here in Redding, when you get to a smaller town, it's kind of like you kind of have a buy-in to make sure your community is okay. I think in larger cities, and when you look at it overall, they don't have this buy-in that they think that they need to do things to make their city better. Maybe some of the smaller little, boroughs they have. But I think you lose that intimacy or that feeling of that connectiveness that you have in a town like Redding, which is really, for 96,000 people, is really a small town. I mean, say something in a restaurant, and if you don't think that's true, it'll come back to you like four or five times from different people. But I think that you need to have this connectedness. And this is one of the great things about Redding, is that people do take a pride in this town. People do feel like they've got a buy-in on this. And that's why things bother them. People get upset about the watering. They get upset about because the street's being watered. They get upset about things that in bigger cities they would just look at you like, are you crazy? Does this really bother you? Like when I moved here, people were complaining about the traffic because on Cypress Bridge and 44, they were working on it at the same time. I don't know if you were here then when that happened. They're working on it at the same time. So people are talking about, oh my gosh, our businesses are being hurt. We're at the backup of traffic and everything. The longest, and I just came up from San Diego. Trust me, the longest I ever waited at one of those bridges was like maybe a light. and then you just go on through. I mean, it was unbelievable. I mean, I'm looking around. They're talking about these traffic backups, and I'm like, where? You know, I'm driving right to the middle of it. They're saying, "There's where?" And they're giving away bridge bucks. So because it's hurting your business because of this bridge, it's slowing traffic down. Here's bridge bucks. And I went, I can't believe this. Because, see, things that are big here in Reading are insignificant to other people, as it should be, you know, as things like happen in Detroit. I could care less. I could care less what happens in Detroit. I mean, if there's some kind of disaster there, then I kind of care. But it's superficially care. I mean, I don't care if one of their buildings falls down. I mean, I feel bad if there's a loss of life, but I don't feel too bad. I mean, does that make me a callous individual? I mean, I don't know those people, but if you had a building crash down here in town, I would take it personally. If, you know, say the parking structure dropped, God forbid. Maybe I shouldn't even talk about the parking structure. You know, I've been there a couple of times. I don't park there. But to say something else happens, it becomes a disaster here. I take it personally if this guy on a motorcycle gets attacked by some guy and he gets knocked off his motorcycle right here. And what's he do? He defends himself, comes up and just beats the guy, you know, with his, you know, with a gun. You know, so what? You attack this guy. I take that personally. But you tell me that, you know, 12 people got shot in Chicago over the weekend, or 14, or 20, with 4 killed. I just kind of think, oh, you kind of get what you, those things happen. Am I being callous here? I know you're a religious kind of guy. Is that being callous?
I don't think so. I think it's like your family. You know, like you said, Reading is family. If something happens here, we're going to take it personal. And it's not that we don't care if something happens somewhere else, but it's just like if something happens to another family, it's like that's a bummer. But, you know, you
get over it.
Yeah. It's hard to get by. Yeah.
Okay. Good. I feel much better now because I know that you and Savannah are tuned in here. Hey, this portion of the show has been brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Now, I'd feel bad if anything happened to Leonard. I know Leonard. I know his business there. I know he's got a great business. He's got it all there in jewelry, the best jewelry store in town at Four Winds Jewelry. I mean, it just is. Right across the street from Sierra Gibbs, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. If you want a great deal, you go see Leonard. You want any type of jewelry, go see Leonard. You've got a watch that needs to be fixed, go see Leonard. He's got it all. Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back.
What can Reading Christian School uniquely provide? We have a safe learning environment with individualized attention where kids know and are known by our caring staff and teachers. When graduates return to campus from college, their excitement is palpable as they seek out and share stories of growth and opportunity with their past teachers. 100% of this year's graduates have college acceptances with plans to attend local universities like Simpson and Cal Poly, as well as others throughout the western states on athletic and academic scholarship. Don't be surprised if you stop by for a visit and see many parents helping in classrooms as reading buddies, working in the coffee shop, or chaperoning field trips. Serving others does not stop with our parents. High school students alone spent over 5,000 hours last year volunteering in the community because they embrace the significance of serving others. Our mission is to provide a Christ-centered education which challenges students to develop a lifelong love of learning, to grow in their faith, and to respond to God's call of service to their families, their communities, and the world. If you are seeking greater depth of learning rooted in faith for your child or grandchild, please call me, Brian Steffen, high school principal, at 547-5600 to set up a tour and a visit.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Charles here inviting you to enjoy Mary's new specials. We're cooking up some great new things for you to enjoy. Lemon Shrimp Linguine. It's a fresh take on shrimp scampi with a creamy white wine and lemon sauce with fresh herbs on a bed of linguine. Also, we brought some spice into the shack. Pizza a la sriracha. Chicken with sriracha sauce and ranch, white cheddar, pineapple, green and crispy red onions. It's pizza with a little kick. Wraps are back also. We have buffalo chicken, chicken Caesar wrap, or the turkey wrap. How about the shrimp bruschetta for an appetizer? Toasted slices, sourdough topped with shrimp and a garlic, lemon, and creamy white wine sauce, then topped with more garlic, parmesan, and parsley. Everything here at Mary's Pizza Shack is made from scratch from my grandmother's recipes. Come on in and enjoy.
Original recipes. Original Shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test-driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Friday, 24th of July. It is 11 minutes till 8 o'clock. It's 68 degrees out there. It's going to go up to 94 today. It's going to be a nice day, a nice evening, a nice weekend. Not going to hit those triple digits at all. Weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Northern's Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy and his team of instructors will give you some of the most complete CCW training in Northern California, and they will provide a weapon and ammunition for the Shasta County residents who are taking the class. And if you don't have your own gun, they'll help you. They'll get you to the class, and they'll help you select the right pistol for you to carry. Register online at readingccw.com or call NFI at 999-1822. 999-1822. All right, let's go to the phones. Ruth, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. I just wanted to comment on the Shasta County Sheriff's Officer who was involved in the struggle and people stopped to render aid. And I'm so proud of this county. I'm so proud of the people in it that they actually had the courage to see something and intervene and probably save this cop's life on the heels of Sergeant Lunger's death out of Hayward Police Department, which was a neighboring agency to my agency. I am sickened, and I just have this great sadness where 66 officers in California or in the United States have been killed, 19 were a result of shootings, and the way, if you've been a part of law enforcement at all, the overall impact is truly incredible, and it makes you just heartsick, and it's just a tragedy. And I know a lot of people in this area feel that way, but it's not that way everywhere. And I think the more positive we speak about the police, I think the biggest critics of officers who don't do their job, who act inappropriately, are the police. And I listen to our circle of friends who they're very critical of a lot of the officers that, you know, do things that are inappropriate. And I just think that we have to, as a community, just build them up and not tear them down at every chance they get. And it's surprising to me that in our culture that we highlight these questionable behaviors like in Ferguson and in Florida, and we highlight that and make that the story and not the heroism of these officers out there every day. I mean, people are willing to pick apart their lives, pick apart who they are, pick apart every piece of their occupation, but they're not willing to stand up and call them heroes and be a part of the dialogue that says, this is these are truly heroes, and we're going to support them. And I'm very proud of the folks in Shasta County.
Well, so am I. And I tell you what, today we're having on the new chief of the Highway Patrol, the Northern Division of the Highway Patrol, is going to join us this morning, along with Captain Todd Garr, Chief Dylan Water, if I think I pronounced that right. And we're going to talk about this because there was just another policeman killed in the Bay Area yesterday.
That was Sergeant Lunger from Hayward.
Right, of Hayward was killed. This guy, from everything that I've read about him, was kind of like a super policeman. That when they pulled over, he and his partner pulled over this guy. The gunfight started. He was killed. His partner shot the fellow a few times. They arrested him in a hospital, found him in a hospital and arrested him. But that's the second one in the Bay Area that's been killed this year.
Three in California. And I think the bottom line with that is that he represents probably most of the officers out there, that when they you know, they talk about how, what a great person this guy was, what a hero he was, just a cop's cop, all of those things. That's most of the cops that I know.
That's right.
And I know a lot.
And there are, you know what, I know a lot of the policemen around here, both sheriff's deputies, sheriff, you know, the police chief, policemen, the ones on patrol. And you know what, not anybody's perfect. I mean, my gosh, there's going to be people that overreact or underreact, or they're not, you know, whatever they do, it's not going to be exactly perfect. But you're telling people out there that these guys are acting in the moment of high stress, and I would say they make the right decision many, many, many more times than a bad decision. And
oh my gosh.
And you know what?
Every day.
And let me tell you something. Right. Here's the difference between being in the military and being a policeman is. We're out there. I've got, you know, at least, you know, 25 or, you know, well, the minimum would be 6 of good buddies around me that are totally armed with a rule of engagement that's protecting us. We don't walk up on cars in the middle of the night by ourselves with a flashlight, and there's 4 guys in the car, and then have to make that decision. We don't have to do that.
You're right, Carl. And the other part of that is that when you leave your house every day, you don't leave it thinking that, you know, when you go to your job, you don't leave it thinking that what's going to happen today, because every day is different. And you look at the Shasta County officer who was out there. If it wasn't for these people taking the time to intervene on his behalf, that 10, 15 minutes before his cover got there, I mean, that's the reality out there now.
Oh, if that, I mean, let's think about it. I mean, if a sheriff, a deputy out there in Shingletown is calling for help, the only thing you can hope for, I would believe, would be maybe a highway patrol in that area, because it's going to take a long time for anybody to get there. If somebody's from the opposite end of the county, I mean, we're talking about the size of a state here.
Exactly.
So it's, you know, these are things that, and if people do this, now I don't know who these 2 guys are, but I hope they identify him so that we can publicly thank them for this.
What was the outcome if they didn't do it? The officer would have been shot or killed.
You know,
I mean, that was the ultimate outcome there.
I don't know. I don't know what was going on. I know that the person was going for his gun, had his hands on his gun when they were fighting for it. I don't know if he had gotten the gun away from him, but if he had, you have to believe that the officer would have been hurt.
And I guess for me, as the wife of a police officer, that I think this is the thing that I struggled with the most, was that when I hear these stories and I know of incidents where my husband or his partners or other people in the agencies have been in those situations where they were actually fighting for their life. And this is the thing that my outcomes were good and those things were good in those instances. But I think to myself, thank God that somebody stopped and helped this guy.
And, yeah, you know, no, it does. And that's why when I talked to Eric about it, Eric, you know, God bless him, is an honest man, and says, you know what? I don't know what I would do. You know, it depends, I guess, on the situation. I mean, if you're there with your family, are you going to jump into a fight like that? Is it going to take, you know, is it the policeman's going to be down on the ground and somebody's pounding on him and then you jump into the fight? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I like to think I know what I would do.
Well, I can tell you, Carl, I know what I would do.
Well, I know what you
would do. I would be in the middle of it for sure. And that is, there's no question in my mind, because I would think to myself, I am a girl, I might get my ass kicked, but you know what? It's going to get kicked because I just know me.
Yeah.
You know.
We're going to have to teach you have that wonderful husband of you teach you the chokehold. So you
my husband taught me a bigger pain in the butt than you just, you know, he tells me all the time, you're going to get it one of these days.
Yeah, well, I tell you what though. It's a family type. It's the thing we got to buy in here. And we have one of our thin blue line, which 10% of them any one time are on damage leave because they've been fighting with meth heads and they don't get a backup right away and they're injured. You know what? Buying into this is something we need to do to keep our community safe. It's not just the police, but keep our community safe.
Well,
okay.
I agree with you, Carl, and I'll let you go, but they are true heroes, and it's the day to day. You never know what's going to happen.
Never know.
And, you know, we have to support him, period.
Absolutely. Okay, Ruth.
All right, take care.
Oh, thank you, Ruth. Oh, we need that. Like I said, we got the highway patrol hopefully coming in here. I think they're coming in here around 8 o'clock. Hey, you know what? you've got some, you don't have anything to do here for the next couple of weeks, and you're thinking, gosh, it's getting hot. Holiday Harbor, Shasta, you know, at Lake Shasta, 25% off special for all all 2015 summer rates. There on select models, you can have a great, great time out there. We do. Get yourself a party boat, going out, have a great time, lay in the water, fish, barbecue. It's got a bathroom on it. It's got it all. Or anything you want, anything that can be towed or driven, they've got it there at Holiday Harbor. Give them a call at 238-2383 or go to lakeshasta.com. We'll be right back after the news. Carl Lindebach, KCNR, 1460.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Advisors are keeping President Obama up to speed in the wake of last night's movie theater shooting in Louisiana.
The White House says the president was briefed aboard Air Force One by Lisa Monaco, his homeland security advisor, while on his way to Africa for a two-nation visit. He asked his team to keep him updated on the investigation and the status of those wounded in the shooting. He also offered his thoughts and prayers to the community of Lafayette, Louisiana.
That is SR News White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reporting. Indiana State Police say that five people were killed in a seven-vehicle crash on Interstate 65 near Lafayette. Police say a semi-truck apparently entered a construction zone at too high a rate of speed, spawning a deadly chain reaction. Fresh from a spirited defense of the Iranian nuclear deal on Capitol Hill yesterday, Secretary of State John Kerry selling the accord to top U.S. foreign policy leaders today, and Kerry told NBC's Today Show the deal is this country's best chance to peacefully resolve a nuclear standoff with Tehran.
This is the only viable alternative to be able to control Iran's already existing nuclear program.
Kerry set to tout the deal today with the Council on Foreign Relations in New York. An elite team now taking command of efforts to beat back a wildfire in Montana's Glacier National Park that sent tourists scurrying. Meanwhile, in California, Cal Fire spokeswoman Amy Head says crews have had a tough time reaching the fire just east of Northern California's Napa Valley wine country.
We're in a really remote, steep area, so it's a little bit slow going for building those containment lines.
Head says drought means they can't use as much water as they would like to fight those flames. Amazon shares soared in early trading on Wall Street. The online giant surpassing expectations on both quarterly earnings and revenue estimates. Right now, Amazon shares up 74. The Dow is down about 70 points. This is SRN News.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had numerous credit cards, and I was struggling with paying them off, so I made the call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
The people at Trinity are very friendly. They will do whatever you need them to do in order for you to feel better about being in a very difficult place.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
We gave Tom 12 seconds to give 6 reasons why he opened a Mathnasium Learning Center franchise.
Okay. Great income potential. Doing good for kids. Doing what I love. Making math make sense to kids. 500 centers open already. One every 3 days. Mathnasium taught me the business. Helps me. Supports me.
Time's up. Pretty good. For franchise information, visit Mathnasium.com. Or take the first step right now. Call 855-361-MATH. That's 855-361-6284.
The House has approved a Republican measure to restrict federal law enforcement funds for so-called sanctuary cities that critics charge are a magnet for illegal immigrants.
Michigan Democrat John Conyers calling it
a blatant attempt by the most of the majority to insert its anti-immigrant status agenda into local policing initiatives.
Texas Republican Lamar Smith says it's a partial fix for a growing problem.
During only an 8-month period last year, sanctuary cities released almost 9,000 illegal immigrants charged with or convicted of serious crimes. One quarter have already been arrested again.
Critics say the measure makes cities less safe by taking money from law enforcement.
That's SRN's Wally Hines reporting. Fewer Americans bought new homes in June. The Commerce Department says new home sales slumped by 6.8%. This is SRN News. It's long been thought that exercise might help to stave off Alzheimer's disease. Well, now it looks like it can do even more than that. For those who already may be suffering the early signs of Alzheimer's, a little bit of exercise can really help to roll back the symptoms. Maria Carrillo is the chief science officer for the Alzheimer's Association.
Over the course of the next few decades, baby boomers will actually be affected in greater numbers than ever projected before. 28 million baby boomers over the course of the next few decades will be affected by Alzheimer's disease.
And seniors with mild memory impairment took a treadmill test in North Carolina. Researchers there say they saw a drop in levels of a warped protein linked to a risk of later developing Alzheimer's. And Danish researchers found very similar results from vigorous workouts. They say those workouts prevented agitation and other psychiatric symptoms in people who already suffer from mild Alzheimer's disease. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebaut. Linda's on assignment this morning, 8:05 in the morning here on the 24th of July, the Friday, next to last Friday we have here in July. Where'd the summer go to? It just seems like yesterday was end of May. It's presently 68 degrees, going up to 94 today. 94 with calm winds here in the afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low around 65. Saturday, high near 93, mostly clear with a low around 66. Sunday, a high near 89. And let me tell you why that's going to be important here in a couple of minutes. It's going to be like this, 94 on Monday, but get ready. On Tuesday, it's back up in the triple digits, 106. Wednesday is 106. Thursday, up to 107. So enjoy your week and enjoy today, Saturday and Sunday. Weather's always brought to you by, weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business. In fact, won an award from the state of California for supporting veterans, hiring veterans there at Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans at Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. Now, it's going to be nice and cool on Sunday. That's why you can come on down to View 202, whether it's cool or not that day. But it will be on Sunday. They have a Sunday brunch every Sunday in July, and now it's going into August. But join us at View 202 from 11 to 2. For their brunches, a special menu is there. Linda sings from 11:30 to 1:30 during that time. And like I said, great prices, great food there at View 202 every Sunday for brunch. And join us there. Linda, like I said, starts singing at 11:30. Get out there around there. Stay, listen to her. Have a great brunch. Bottomless mimosas, mamosas, a manmosa. What is a manmosa? We'll find out when you come out there. Give them a call, 226-8439, View 202, because you need to have reservations for out in the veranda because it fills up out there. They can only take so many out there. View 202, 226-8439. Okay. I'm here today with the Highway Patrol has surrounded me here. I guess I feel extremely safe. Sure. And I'm here with Captain Todd Garr, who heads up the Shasta County region.
That is correct. Shasta County Commander.
There you go.
Up off of Oasis Road, and I've got my lieutenant here, Lieutenant Kyle Foster.
Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning.
And we also have our brand new Assistant Chief Scott Gillingwater is with us this morning. And Chief Gillingwater and I worked together previously when I was a commander in Red Bluff, and he was the commander down in Chico. So we worked on a lot of issues of mutual concern, and he spent the last few years as a chief down in Sacramento. And just joined us actually this week, so he'll have Red Bluff, Cottonwood, Redding. Actually, no, you won't. Yeah, that's what I'm doing right now. He'll have Willows, Williams, Clear Lake, Ukiah, Garberville, Humboldt, Crescent City, and Trinity County. So
wow,
he goes west, and for the time being, I go east. So
okay, So, and this this is how it's broken down. So, welcome aboard there, Chief.
I'm glad to be here.
Tell us a little bit about you. We talked to Todd, and we'll get into Kyle here too in a little bit. But talk to us about how you got into the Highway Patrol and your background here.
Well, how I got into it was I obviously like to drive fast, and I like to shoot guns, and so that was kind of a good fit. Just kidding.
Is that the two? I mean, oh, wow. I know a lot of people want to go on the Highway Patrol now.
Actually, I was studying engineering, and I just struggled a little bit with calculus and thought, well, maybe I could use that math background that in physics I did like in accident investigation. So it just kind of seemed to be a good fit. I've been with Highway Patrol 26 and a half years and come up to Reading, and this is the place where I'll retire and hopefully be able to really get to know people and enjoy this area.
So you're familiar with the Reading area then?
I'm somewhat familiar. I've spent quite a bit of time down in Butte County as commander of both Chico and Oroville, so okay. I do know the area, just not mm-hmm. real well.
And so are you going to be, since you've got kind of the western side of it, you're going to be on the move a lot then, I guess, over to Humboldt County and all that?
Yeah, that's the goal. You try and get out and visit all the areas as much as possible and get to know the different leaders and be able to see what we can do to make things better in the area for the residents that live there.
Just coming in here, I mean, you've only been, but you only got here this week, but you are familiar with everybody here. I mean, I realize that you've got one concern, and that's Todd sitting here. Captain Todd Gar here is with us, and I've gotten to know Todd over the last 6 months, I guess?
About
that. And it's
Voice Muse. The introduction.
That's right. And then plus we have mutual friends with Gary Hayward.
Yes, we do.
Over there at Wind River. You and Gary were in the service together.
We were.
Yeah.
We were. We got lured in together at the same time, joined up, and he was just getting out of basic when I was getting there, so.
He said, hey, you should have been here in the old Corps,
exactly.
3 weeks ago. You know, the thing about that is I've known many Marines that went in for the buddy plan. You know, they're in high school to graduate. Hey, let's go down and join the Marine Corps together. And they go down there, and one of them, he's just late. Joins up. Friend has changed his mind. So,
Yeah, Gary and I made sure we followed through together. So, good experience for both of us.
What have you noticed right away, Chief, since you've come up here for this area?
Well, I can tell you that it is in a lot of places that there's just a lot of really good people here. The different leaders that I've met, just outstanding individuals, and it's just, you know, really exciting to be able to work with people that are passionate about their community and making things better, and I enjoy doing that, so I'm really excited about the opportunity.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Our guests are Captain Todd Gar and our new assistant. It's assistant chief, right?
Correct.
And it's Scott Gillingwater.
Correct.
And, of course, our lieutenant in charge here. They're just kind of watching everybody, Kyle. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Road. Local guy, local business, went into business 6 years ago and has been an unqualified success because he believes in customer service and having what the shooter needs, whether it's a long gun, pistol, a shotgun, whatever it takes, or ammunition, the different types of ammunition that everybody's always short on, John Bastiani has. Gunsmithing and classes, everything. One-stop shopping, Bastiani Arms. Give them a call, 222-8222. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 8:13 in the morning here on Friday, July 24th.
The Reading Chapter of Gun Owners of California presents the 6th Annual Fundraising Banquet and Auction, July 25th at the Holiday Inn. Gun Owners of California is the most effective, toughest fighting pro-gun organization in the state of California. So come by and get your tickets now. For ticket information, contact Jones's Fort at 222-3223 or Gun Owners of California, area code 916-984-1400. Help support Gun Owners of California.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, Eastside Road off of 273.
Cornerstone Community Bank is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Summer Baseball. The value of local banking comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor. When you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. So the question is, how local are you? Visit bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, as local as you.
Member FDIC. When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, we have the barbecue bottles have showed up at the plant now, and we have an exchange program if you're in a hurry. Gary, Mad Dog Stallone, and Rhett are waiting to help you. Robin also has propane exchange at Corning, so stop by and let her show you. Joe is filling tanks and motorhomes at Weaverville, so come in and say hello. We have all the bulk oil tanks full at the Reading plant and everything from tractor hydraulic to synthetic motor oils and lubes. Before the boys run off to the fires, check your tanks and levels and give Danny a call. We deliver about everywhere. A special thank you to all the companies and individuals who donated to the 4-H FFA Community Barbecue. It was very hot, but it turned out to be a great success. Thanks from all of us at Northern Lights Energy. 241-2196.
Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Having trouble finding cute clothes and accessories in town? Look no further than Dandelion Boutique in our very own downtown Reading. Specializing in the hottest brands from Spanx to Alex and Ani, and of course, a huge selection of Brighton jewelry, perfect to make any gift or occasion memorable. So come say hi to the girls of Dandelion at their new spot, 1322 Pine Street, or call 247-1292. Dandelion, unique gifts and more.
I got a star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm the guy who's a boss on this highway, so watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm a working for the state. I'm the highway patrol.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. You know, it's Friday. The Highway Patrol.
Never get tired of listening to that.
Never get tired of listening. The only time we listen to it is when you guys are on. So we have play others. We know we never play though. I Shot the Sheriff. We never play that.
We appreciate that.
Never play that, especially when
Sheriff Pasinko.
Sheriff Pasinko's here. He doesn't find it as amusing as we do when we're rolling around in Florida. Yeah, it's 8:19 in the morning here on Friday, the 24th. 70 degrees out there, going up to 94 degrees today. This portion of the show brought to you by Mighty Fine Foods. Free ice when you buy a 18-pack or larger of drinks. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 cold drinks, including 250 beers, 350 liquor and wine choices, plus their daily deli specials under $5. They've got the best barbecue. Just head on down. They're barbecuing right now. Friday, it's your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. Mighty Fine Foods, locally owned. Father-son here. It's a great place to go to. Good people. Support our community. Support our local sports. Mighty Fine Foods, located at 299 and Deschutes Road in Bella Vista, California. One-stop shop on the way to the lake. And I'm here with the new chief who's just checked in up here for the Western Division. Is that correct? Scott Gillingwater, and, of course, Captain Todd Garr and Lieutenant Kyle Foster. When we talk about the Highway Patrol, I mean, you all are like one of the premier agencies, police agencies, I think, in the United States. I mean, people respect the Highway Patrol. It doesn't mean that the Highway Patrol is perfect, but if you look at the overall respect for law enforcement, I bet that the polls will show that you guys are right up there near the top, I would imagine.
We strive to maintain a very good reputation and be highly professional and trying to be open with mm-hmm. when we do have issues and take care of them quickly so that we can keep that reputation up high.
Our phone lines here are 605-4567. If you've got a question for the Highway Patrol, and we're going to be talking about a number of things here, and one of them is the fact is that I was honored to be asked to be on your civilian advisory board for the Highway Patrol, and I've been to one meeting. And the part that struck me, and we've kind of talked about it before, was the manpower problem, the succession concerns that the Highway Patrol has, that over the next 3 years, I think by 2018, 2.5 years from now, that a third of the force, counting not only just patrol, sworn officers, but your civilian group, too, that supports your support troops there, can retire. Not saying they will, but they could all retire during that time frame.
It is something that is a real concern for us, and probably about 5 years ago, we were aware that that was a real possibility, so the department started a succession planning group, put two assistant chiefs together to try and come up with what we could do to be able to train our younger managers and supervisors so that they could fulfill those roles when the aging chiefs and captains are leaving, retiring. And it's evolved over the years, and we've recognized that it's also our non-uniform staff that's in the same thing, so we now include them in that. And how can we do a better job of getting them trained up to pass on that knowledge so that our reputation as professionalism can continue? So that's the goal.
Okay, so then you've got – so how do you do this? I mean, you're saying is that, like, okay, Kyle here's lieutenant in the Highway Patrol. Does his training, his status change since the succession plan has started? Because obviously he's how many years do you have in?
I've been on for 10 years.
For 10 years, so you've got another 20 years.
That's correct.
Okay, so and he's a lieutenant now. Is his career path changed at all since y'all are facing this?
No, his career path really hasn't changed, but I think that what we're recognizing is that we need to be able to involve individuals like Kyle in the decision-making process and the planning that we do. And so one of the things that was started, instead of our commissioners making all the decisions, they pushed down working groups to the assistant chief level, and then they assign somebody to be in charge of a specific issue, and then they go out to captains, sergeants, lieutenants, and get the ideas and start involving them in the planning. How do we fix this problem? And then they present it back up that way. So it's been a good model because there's
a great model.
Yeah,
you're going down to the guy on the ground that's facing it, because we're going to talk about a couple other problems here. But, you know, to get that input from them and to bring it back, I think that's a good model.
And it's a fresh perspective because, you get older and you look at things a little bit differently. And to be able to
none of them are as smart as we are. Hey, they're just kids. They've been raised wrong. Ah.
You mentioned we just recently had a meeting of all of our commanders in Northern California, and Colonel came by and gave us a briefing. And you had mentioned about fast burners in the Marine Corps.
Yeah.
And that's what I would characterize Lieutenant Foster as. He's, you know, whereas I've attained rank towards the end of my career, he's quite young to be a lieutenant on the department. And if we can continue to have him attain rank at the pace that he has, then it'll be just the opposite that you find generally with us, where, you know, we're in a decision-making role just for a few years towards the end of our career. And I anticipate that Lieutenant Foster will be around, and he'll have all that experience and bring that fresh perspective even at an administrator level, you know, down the road. So case in point, he came up from the Bay Area, and he was a member of the special response team down there as a sergeant, promoted up here as lieutenant at a time when we were just assembling our team. And Chief can talk a little bit more about what that is later. But They recognized that he had a lot of experience from protests and demonstrations in the Bay Area, and they immediately, you know, pulled him out of my office to contribute to that team and be a middle manager on that team. And so we're trying to do more of that rather than just the traditional approach that, you know, the Highway Patrol is full of tradition, been around since 1929. We're very methodical and thoughtful about changes that we make. But we need to be more agile in certain instances and change a little bit more rapidly in some cases. So it's just like any organization. We struggle with that balance to maintain tradition because it's served us well.
Yeah, well, you've got to have experience along with, you've got to have experience tied to enthusiasm. Otherwise, you know, when we said, you know, if you get somebody that's enthusiastic but doesn't know anything, you want to replace him right away. Because he's going to have all this enthusiasm but no judgment. So he could get us into a lot of trouble as opposed to somebody that is got a lot of judgment, no enthusiasm. At least maybe you can prod them into things. But so you've got to be able to meld that together. And I understand that. And has there been changes like, you know, at 30 years, after 30 years is when, I mean, at that 30-year mark is when most everybody gets out. Because after that, it's... You're working for free.
Yeah, maybe $10 a day or something like
right.
that.
So, has there been changes in that in the longevity of for newer officers? I know you all fall under the other on the old on the new rules, but I understand is that now you can't retire until you're like 57.
We true? Actually, you know, and the mainstream media might portray it differently, but we actually initiated our own retirement reform. Much to the dismay of a lot of other unions mm-hmm. and organizations throughout the state. But, you know, we recognize that we needed to be part of the solution when we were going through the financial crisis that we were in. And so our leadership, as far as our labor organization, our rank and file people, they actually approached the state and came up with retirement reform that now changes the formula and the age at which you can retire. And there's actually three different systems out there now as far as ages. And they do take you, you know, later, closer to that 60. You can work as a Highway Patrol member of the Highway Patrol uniform side until you're 60. And our commissioner, our recently retired deputy commissioner, Mona Prieto, she worked right up until she was 60. And Commissioner Joe Farrell will likely do the same and potentially beyond. So I think when it gets to that point, they're there just trying to contribute to an organization that's meant a lot to them because it's not a financial incentive to stay beyond that. But, you know, they want to make a difference. They believe in what they've done. And we're fortunate that, especially in the case of Commissioner Farrell, that he's decided to give us a portion of what would normally have been his retirement and stuck around because he's led us through some challenging times.
Well, you know, what I see, too, is that the different ways of approaching it. I mean, you've got maybe even different tracks for people, like we talked a little bit about yesterday. Mm-hmm. You have one track that's on the road. Your guys are on the, you know, on the wheel, behind the wheel every day, and others that are in kind of in the support area there. But I think that's something you all are doing. But it's a big concern you all are facing right now, and I think all of us should be aware of that. That in the next 3 years, we can be losing a great deal of knowledge and experience in our Highway Patrol.
This would be a good chance to make a plug for those that might be interested. I can tell you that it's tough finding qualified candidates because a lot of the younger adults these days don't think about some of the decisions they make and how it might be able to affect them in a career. But, sometimes you make that decision and it precludes you from employment with law enforcement. And we would encourage those that have an interest to apply. We're going to have another application period in September, and we're looking for the best to come out and so that we can get them in the process, and hopefully one day they'll be our upper management.
Well, look, let's talk about that. Let's take a break, and let's come back and talk about that, because that's the other thing I was quite surprised about was the number of people that apply to the number of people that actually make it into the academy is just, you know, the numbers were really mind-boggling, but how things are being changed by the Highway Patrol to make that better. So we'll be right back after these messages. This is Carl Bott. Linda's on assignment right now. It's 8:29 in the morning. I'm here with Assistant Chief Scott Gillingwater Captain Todd Garr and Lieutenant Kyle Foster from the California Highway Patrol. We'll be right back.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. It's Friday, 24th of July. 71 degrees out there today, going up to 92. It's going to be really a nice day tonight. It's going to be 65. Tomorrow, a high near 93. And Sunday, a high under 90, around 89. What a great weekend this is going to be. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. This segment of the show, though, is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop.
Man's last stronghold.
There you go.
DC has given me my pre-promotional haircut for every time I've tested and every job I've gotten. I go in there and DC gives me the business and Tim gives me a hard time and it all works out.
Well, that's what their job is to do.
Indeed.
Better-known business there at Cypress Square Barbershops, the Cheers of Barbershops. Man's last stronghold. Discounts for seniors and veterans, and it is. I mean, it's a great place to go to. You just sit down and catch up on everything. And Tim gives a bad time to everybody.
He does.
Okay, I'm here with Assistant Chief Scott Gillingwater, Captain Todd Garr, and Lieutenant Kyle Foster of the California Highway Patrol, all the big guys up here in the northern area. When we talked about looking for people, you know, it's getting ready. You've got to recruit. I mean, it's opening up again in September. Now, what I saw when I went down to the meeting was there's like 17, 18,000 people apply. And it's easy to do. You just go to a web page and you fill it out. And it's just basic information. But then it starts dropping dramatically from that 17,000 to the time you get them into a class. Would you say you lose 90%?
You know, and just to clarify real quick while we come up with that number, Lieutenant Foster's looking it up as I speak. Our next testing, our next test itself is on October 17th, and that application period just closed. The next open application period is November 2nd through the 5th. And what they do is they open it up online application just for a few days at a time. We anticipate after the November application, one of the things that we're doing to try to improve the process is to just have a continuous application where you can basically apply
by any
time.
Okay.
Because one of the reasons we want to move to that is actually for our active duty service members that sometimes have a difficult time getting their application in because they may be in some deployment status just for those short periods of time.
Well, then that's something else, too. Military veterans get a preference at the Highway Patrol. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes. Any prior service, active service, will automatically put you into the reachable ranks of the testing process.
Now, that's the other thing, too, is that the Highway Patrol has done, is the process used to take like 2 years to get somebody from the time they put their name down the first time to the time you could get them into, you know, out of the academy or into the academy, I guess. But now you've really cut that way back. It's down to about a year.
Ideally, there's sometimes some delays. I know right now we've been struggling getting the psychological portion of that done, and that's delayed us a little bit. And so our academy classes aren't full. We would really like to have a full class every time so that we could replace those that have retired. But we've worked real hard to try and get it down to less than a year if we can. And I know that they're doing that by combining physical testing and testing all in a...
Mental testing all in one weekend.
And kind of doing it at one time so it doesn't have to keep making trips back.
Well, people say, you know, why does it take so long? Well, you know, that was my question, too. But when you see all the things that have to happen there, besides just the an inventory physical test, then you have the mental test or the written test, the post-test, I think it's called, which is at a 12th grade level, which I found that really interesting that you're testing at a 12th grade level when a lot of tests are at the 8th grade level. And then you get into the background investigation and then the psychological test. And then I guess there's a couple others that go in that. But this is a long time when you're talking about a lot of people.
Well, I was active duty Air Force out of state when I applied, and this is back in 1989-90. And I had to make four separate trips just back to California. San Bernardino is where I did most of mine, just to get into the process, to get to the point of being in backgrounds. Whereas now, like you just mentioned, they've retooled the testing process where on October 17th, I think I mentioned, they'll know that it's all going to be in one weekend. And by Monday, you'll do all of your testing and you go straight to being in the background process by Monday, which used to be a process in and of itself that would take 6 to 9 months at times. So we're getting there. And I think it's going to be a good thing. Another thing to point out now in the vein of recruitment is, you really, besides having lived a wholesome life and contributing to your community, one of the things that we're really looking for is strong communication skills and writing skills. People tend to think that they have to have gone through a police academy or something like that. We will take you from, you know, zero all the way to out on the road and all your training. One of the things,
and you get paid for that.
You get paid for that. We're looking at our academy. I think all three of us would probably say we don't want our academy to change. But we have one of the last live-in academies in the United States. And I would say it is a tough academy. It's stress inoculation. Colonel Grossman is big on that.
How long is the academy?
It's 6 months right now, actually probably beyond that. I don't know. What was it when you went through, Chief?
It was just shy of 6 months.
Yeah, mine was 22 weeks when I went through. Lieutenant's was probably what?
27 weeks.
27. I think it might be 27, 28 now. So it just keeps it keeps going. But you do get paid the whole time you're there. We take good care of you. It's a very comfortable bunk bed that you'll get to rack out on. And we get up every morning and feed you and exercise. And it's almost like being at summer camp.
It is, just like summer camp. Yeah. You get the three pillars of health. You get a good diet. You get – do they feed you there? And all?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
okay, you get a good diet, you get lots of sleep, and you get exercise. There you go. What else? I mean, it's like it's almost like a spa treatment,
it,
right?
And it truly is. I mean, really, truly is a world-class facility. I had the opportunity to go back east and attend the FBI Academy, and I went to NYPD and Philadelphia PD and saw some of their facilities. And ours is absolutely top-notch, and it's got staff that they really take it to heart. A lot of these folks have been in some pretty some critical incidents themselves, and they want to give them the very best training and make sure that the officers can take care of themselves and take care of the public when they get out on the road.
Okay, so I've got people out there that are interested. Now, there's a couple of things that are going to disqualify you right away. Well, no, I shouldn't say disqualify you, but it's going to be harder to get in to the academy and go through the process. And one of them is our just recreational use of drugs that everybody seems to be enjoying. And the other is financial. And you said there's a couple of things that people need to be looking at, but financial problems too. So can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Well, I think the financial aspect of it is, we're looking for that officer that the people can have trust in. And if somebody's got financial issues, they, potentially could be inclined to, take things or do things that maybe aren't quite so professional. So we hold that in really high regard, is that we don't want anybody that goes out and gets five credit cards and racks up $100,000 of debt. That's a real red flag for us.
Okay. And drugs a lot of people use drugs now. I mean, recreational drugs. They don't realize when they're 18 or 19 that this can come back and bite them. I think it's one of the things you said. But that doesn't disqualify you, though, necessarily.
Not necessarily, but, we would like to definitely see that there's been a change of lifestyle and that there's time passed where you've shown and matured and been able to demonstrate that that you've changed from that.
Because there is a zero, what's the word I'm looking for?
Zero tolerance.
Zero tolerance for drugs or like that in the highway patrol.
Absolutely.
I mean, yeah. Not even just a little whiff.
No.
Yeah.
No.
And it should be. I mean, your guys are busting people for it. So, same thing.
One of the things that we have now that we're really finding to be a useful tool is our Explorer program. So it's similar to a cadet program. I have a post, Lieutenant Foster and I have a post at the Reading Command. Actually, Chief Gillingwater has a small post at Northern Division. We have one in Red Bluff CHP, and they're springing up all over the place. But it's a program where you can participate in ride-alongs and training, and we're finding that when you get someone who has an interest in law enforcement and then you get them in that culture, it really helps them to make good life decisions.
You're starting them, wouldn't you start them in high school, right?
Yes.
Have to be
15. Well, this is kind of like the devil dog pups, mm-hmm. that they do for the Marines, that they recruit them in and they work out and they get, it's kind of steeped in tradition so that when they graduate from high school, then they can go in. Now, you have to have a high school degree, but I think that's the only requirement, right?
Or GED.
Or a GED to apply for the Highway Patrol. You mean you would prefer more, of course, but I think most of your people do have college and all that. But just to apply for the Highway Patrol, you can.
And I think probably this group here is representative. I don't know what the chief's education is, but I actually have a high school diploma. I have a little bit of college here and there, but I never quite could bring myself to buckle down and finish that off. Whereas Lieutenant Foster has his bachelor's degree from a prestigious school in the Bay Area, and he's working on his master's degree right now. So it obviously, and that's something that's a little bit different. I've done a lot of testing and helping out the Reading Police Department, and virtually everyone who comes in to apply at Reading Police Department has a bachelor's degree. And so I'm speaking to some of the folks out there that might be from the School of Hard Knocks like myself and know that you have a home with us and opportunities with us that you might not have somewhere else.
Yeah, you can come in and you start. As long as you've got a clean record, you've got either a high school degree, and you've got a willingness to protect and serve.
Indeed.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break here. I'm here with the leadership of the Highway Patrol up here in the Northern Division. And, I'm not necessarily sucking up right now, but it doesn't do any good. One of the things I asked them is, there's like a little card or something that, you know, Linda can carry when she's going down the I-5, and they said absolutely not. So I warned her about it. Hey, Turtle Bay Exploration Park. All the great exhibits they have out there. And during the summer, you know, things for kids. They've got the wild animal group there. You can go walk in. They've got super exhibits. And I've got free passes for Turtle Bay. Give me a call at 605-4567, and we can get you some free passes to the Turtle Bay Exploration Park. We'll be right back after these messages.
It's time for Shasta Lake Floor's Midsummer Flooring Sale. Shasta County's premier hardwood sales and installation company is offering outstanding values right now on hardwood flooring of all types. Now through August 20th, Shasta Lake Floors will be discounting its entire hardwood selection. Also on sale is the new waterproof laminate, stocked exclusively by Shasta Lake Floors. If you're looking for a high-quality carpet, Karastan Carpet is on sale too. And you can't get any higher quality than that. Free pad upgrades with all installed orders. Hundreds of carpet remnants to choose from and pallets of hardwood and laminate ready to be installed in your house right now. This sale includes special order items too. Come by Shasta Lake Floors today for the lowest prices and the best service in the North State. And yes, financing is available. Ask about our 4-year no interest financing. The Midsummer Sale is on now at Shasta Lake Floors, 4052 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake. Open Monday through Saturday.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show on Friday, August 14th at 7:30 a.m. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Hi, my name is Luke Verhoog, and I graduated from Reading Christian High School last year and then received an academic scholarship to attend a large university in Texas. People thought Texas would be a culture shock for a California kid like me, but Reading Christian Schools prepared me well. Reading Christian follows educational standards required by the state, but what is unique about Reading Christian is that as a private Christian school, they have the freedom to teach kids how important it is to think for themselves. You must learn all sides of an issue, because that is the only way to find the truth and develop your own belief system. And a solid belief system gives you purpose in life. And believe me, in Texas, you are expected to stand strong in your beliefs and know your purpose. Speaking of purpose, that's something else I learned in high school. God wants me to encourage and uplift others, and I'm pretty sure He wants that to be your purpose too. So if you want to encourage and uplift others, I ask you to support Christian education by donating to Reading Christian School to help a local family with their tuition payments. Go to their website at readingchristianschool.com, click the donate button to donate online, or simply call them at 547-5600.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
Catch us here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9
on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Friday, the 24th of July. Good morning, everybody. 64 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned business. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. I'm here with the Highway Patrol, the Assistant Chief here, Scott Gillingwater, Captain Todd Garr, and Lieutenant Kyle Foster. We've talked about the problems that they're going to be facing here in the next 3 years as far as losing a lot of people, both sworn officers and their support staff, and then how they're looking for people right now to join the Highway Patrol to come aboard. A high school degree is all you need to get started with this. Then you go through a series of tests and background investigations and all of this, and then into the academy for 6 months. But then you come out with what happens then? Do you get assigned to a horrible place? Everybody says you go in the high, you know, they go in the academy, and then you get sent out to the desert or something like that, East L.A.
Well, it just depends on where the openings are. And, you know, you do better in the academy, you get first choice of all the openings. So just an incentive to work hard while you're there.
There you go. And top 10% gets their choice most of the time. That's what they used to tell us at the Marine Corps. Was most of the time. Or they said at the, oh, yeah, you guys get your first choice all the time. Well, of course, concerning the needs of the Marine Corps.
And once you get in the organization, you look forward and you miss having worked down in those metropolitan areas. Mm-hmm. And I had a pretty good pick in my academy class, and I just really wanted to go where I would get good experience. So my number one choice was Oakland, which I didn't get, and my number two choice was Orange County, which I ended up getting. So for me, it wasn't necessarily about geography as much as it was where was I going to get the experience that I felt that I needed. And case in point is once you get in, you're homesick. You're in the academy for 6 months. You want to be, especially up here in the North State. It's a beautiful place to live and grow up. But what we're finding is we have a lot of cadets that are coming into some of our commands, our rural commands here in Northern California. They'll do their year, and then they actually take it upon themselves to transfer back down to the Bay Area or L.A. because they realize that for their own professional
development. They need some time under the helmet there.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Violence toward officers. We just saw a police officer get killed yesterday. That's the second one from the Bay Area was killed. More violence aimed at police officers, would you say?
I think yes. I think the public perception of law enforcement on a whole has been, been questioned, has been challenged. And, I remind everybody that there's a select few that the media can focus on nationwide, that's not what the whole general population of law enforcement is. I mean, I think that everybody we come across are there to help people and serve, and but there's been a few incidents that have caused some public outrage, but it's our job as managers to limit that and try to build back up the public trust when something like that happens. But there are more frequent incidents.
And it seems like Chief Police says that's what they're facing. Of course, they're in town here, and y'all are out on the roads. Sex trafficking drug corridor right through here, I-5. You've got lots of drugs over in Humboldt County. I mean, I think it's a third of your economy over in that area. Big problems. How do you try to control that? I mean, there's millions of dollars running up, maybe hundreds of millions of dollars running up down this corridor.
We've got several K-9 teams, I believe four of them at this point, deployed up and down Interstate 5, basically between Willows CHP and on up to Yreka. We have an incident working as we speak up in the canyon near Gilman, where a drug trafficker ran from us, and we're set up a perimeter.
Right now?
Yep, set up a perimeter, and hopefully we were able to take that person into custody. But it's almost a daily occurrence. We've had some significant seizures in this past week, heroin, methamphetamine, marijuana to a lesser extent right now. It'll be later this year, September, before we really start seeing the outdoor harvest and hitting the highways. But
so a lot of those are heading north up to Washington and probably east toward Colorado. Or we have our own. I guess the further east you go, the more it's worth.
Generally, this rule of thumb is the drugs go north and the cash goes south. So that's what you'll see a lot of times, and the direction of travel will tell you when you do find a vehicle and there's criminal indicators present. There's a variety of criminal conduct that they're involved in, but when it has to do with narcotics trafficking, that's generally what you see as far as, like I say, the dope moving north and the cash moving south.
The sex trafficking along the corridor, because it runs along the same thing as drugs, I imagine.
It's right now, throughout the United States, there's a lot of interest in sex trafficking as far as massage parlors, criminal organizations, for underage prostitution and stuff like that. For the Highway Patrol, we haven't had too much interaction with that. A lot of those are your major metropolitan areas, such as Redding, along that I-5 corridor, because of ease of access to the routes, ease of getting personnel and money into the areas. And so it is a big problem. It's not something that we're dealing with on a day-to-day basis, but every single one of our employees goes through annual sex trafficking training every year. We work with our local partners through the DA's office, the sheriff's office, and the police department to identify any credible intelligence to assist in it, but it's not something that we deal with a day-to-day basis.
The fact that now everybody's got a camera on them, harder to do your job?
I actually think it it helps us to maintain the reputation that we have, because we always really strive for that, and if you know that you're going to be recorded, hopefully you're always going to do the right thing. Hopefully you would just do the right thing, but
without the camera.
Yeah, so I don't think it is going to be personally that big of an issue, because guys are just going to continue to do what they're doing, and it's going to support that they're doing their job right.
That's the that's if you've got the body cameras on, and that's going to happen. I mean, if you look at, I just saw a poll, ABC, somebody else, Wall Street Journal. It says, about racial relations and police and all these things. But the one thing that almost everybody agreed on, which is unusual, 93% said that cops, police, should have body cameras on. It's one of those things that, that's going to solve all the problems. But we know that's not true.
Well, Colonel, one of the things Iowa Patrol has been doing for years is we have a system called MVARS, or Mobile Video Audio Recording System, in all of our patrol vehicles. And so for years already, we've been recording all of our traffic stops, all of our contacts with the public. And I can't tell you from a supervisor and manager stance how beneficial that has been to our organization. From when you've had a citizen call in and say, hey, this X, Y, and Z happened, and I can say, well, would you like to come down to our station, watch the video? A lot of, people are very surprised that we've had that technology, and we've been able to resolve a lot of conflicts and problems by the use of that tool.
Well, if it saves, I mean, I also understand, too, if people think there's a camera on them, for some reason, psychologically, they have a tendency to tell the truth. Isn't that weird? But unlike in radio stations. But the for trained commentators, of course, not amateurs. But it's just the problems that are facing that. What I was thinking mainly, though, was, you stop somebody in that car has got an iPhone or a phone with a camera on it, or you get somebody from the side filming it, or somebody from across the street filming it, that makes life harder, doesn't it? The only reason I say that is because you get a part of it. It's one thing to have it from off the dash cam, because it starts at a certain time, and it's there, as opposed to people surrounding you. That's what I heard in Philadelphia and Baltimore. Mm-hmm. People just surround cops with their iPhones recording everything.
And the reality is, it's very frustrating at times to have a law enforcement debrief on an incident and then see the whole picture and all of the video footage that surrounded an incident, as opposed to what mainstream media will put out there, because a lot of times the whole incident isn't as provocative as what they show, a 10-second clip of. And, Sheriff Joe in Maricopa County, he put a community activist there through some of the non-lethal training ammunition, what we call them simmunitions. You probably remember those from the Marine Corps. And put him through some scenarios. And it was really interesting, if you've seen that, his perceptions and outlook on law enforcement before and after. And when he got done, he walked away, and his message to people was comply, because you see a lot of this stuff. It starts with a vehicle chase, it starts with a foot chase, it starts with some form of resistance, and we as law enforcement haven't always made the good choices when that starts to happen, but that's the common denominator that you see. And you may not like what's happening, but that's where I know, as an organization with the Highway Patrol, we do a very, very good job of policing our own and maintaining very, very high standards. And so if you comply and then you don't feel as though you've been treated with the dignity and respect that you deserve, then we will address that and we will hold our folks accountable. But it's that moment where people decide to not go along with the program, so to speak.
We talked about that.
Causes problems.
We talked about it yesterday with the Sandra Bland, and I'm sure that you all have got, been talking to your officers about that. Sandra Bland in Texas ends up hanging herself in the autopsy show, no, that it wasn't a homicide or anything like that. But the fact is whether the policeman handled it well or not, comes back down to, I'm giving you a ticket. Okay. Sign the ticket. Don't pay it, fight it in court, whatever you want to do, but it goes back to compliance.
And a lot of times, unfortunately, the reality of the career path we've chosen is if you were interacting with a highway patrol, even if it could be classified as a positive interaction, you're broken down on your family vacation and we save the day and help you change a tire and get back on your way, you're still broken down on vacation. And yeah. Or you've gotten in an accident, or you were speeding. And so
there is
an amount of stress. It's and we don't expect people to be delighted that they're getting a ticket, but we do our best to try to make even that as pleasant as experience and professional experience as we can.
I think maybe if you play a little music, maybe an ice cream cone, you know, something like that, a little popsicle, hang in there. Hey, I'm sorry about this ticket I just wrote for you, but here's a popsicle.
It doesn't work in writing. It melts in your hand.
There you go. Okay, I've got like 30 seconds left. What you got, Kyle?
Just a quick reminder that the CHP is hiring. If you're interested in a job, either uniform or non-uniform, go to chpcareers.com. All your available information. And as we go towards the end of the summer, please remember, do not drink and drive. Always designate a driver and be safe out on the roadways.
There you go. Hey, that's a great way to finish. And dispatchers, by the way, you're looking for dispatchers, and they start at like 4,500 a month?
They go up to about 4,500 a month. Yes, that's correct.
Starting out. Okay. Captain Todd Garr, Lieutenant Scott, Chief Scott Gillingwater, and Lieutenant Kyle Foster, California Highway Patrol. Everybody, hey, have a great, great time this weekend. Join us at View 202 Sunday for brunch with Linda. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Horror at the movies.
I heard three pops, and then following those three pops, about 10, 15 seconds later, that's when the sirens went off. And then the PA system had said for everyone to evacuate the building.
An eyewitness on NBC's Today show describing the sound of gunfire as a man identified by police as 59-year-old John Hauser stood up inside the theater in Lafayette, Louisiana, and opened fire.
It is apparent that he was intent on shooting and then escaping. What happened is the quick law enforcement response forced him back into the theater, at which time he shot himself.
Lafayette Police Chief Jim Kraft says Hauser killed two people, wounded nine others, before taking his own life. The Justice Department reportedly being asked to consider an investigation of Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server during her tenure.